Hello, everyone. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we have a great show for you today.
And I'm Marie. I'm very excited. So let's get started. Today's topic is feature.
And the title of our show today is, Can You Help Your Country? Can you help your country? Marie, have you ever been a volunteer for something?
I have. I was a volunteer at a pet store. I fed and cleaned animals. It was great.
That sounds like a lot of fun. When you are a volunteer, you are a helper. This is not a job, but it is very important. So what kind of animals did you work with?
I worked with many different kinds of animals. I worked with cats, dogs, and even rabbits. What about you, Peter? Have you volunteered for something before?
I volunteered with a group of people. We served food to people who don't have homes. We talked with them and ate with them, too.
That is a great way to volunteer. You can help people, too. Maybe Christina can help also. Here she is right now. She will teach us our keywords.
Hello, 今天的主题是国庆日。国庆日是一个国家的生日。It's a country's birthday. 名词 country 就是国家。通常在这一天都会放假。名词节日、假日或放假日就是 holiday. National days are usually holidays.在美国国庆日的时候，通常白天会有游行、烤肉派对，晚上还可以放烟火。烤肉派对可以用 barbecue 这个字。People go to barbecues on this day. 在国庆日这一天，我们纪念自己国家的开创历程，也为自己的国家感到骄傲。We are proud to live in our country. 形容词 proud 表示感到骄傲的。我们既然爱自己的国家，就可以想想要怎么做才能使自己的国家更好。我们可以造福服务他人，动词服务就是 serve. We can serve others.
Hi, this is Taylor. Welcome to LTE Feature. Today is Canada Day. It is Canada's National Day. A National Day.Is a country's birthday. Many countries have national days in July. America's National Day is on July 4th. France celebrates on July 14th. Peru, Egypt, and Argentina also celebrate in July. National days are usually holidays. People don't go to work or school. They relax.And have fun. They go to parties and barbecues.
Today is a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
It's a wonderful month, too.
Yes, it is. Wait, why is this month so great? Aren't all months of the year good?
Yes, they are.But July is very special for many countries. Many countries have national days in July.
Oh, a national day. A national day is a country's birthday. Everyone celebrates their country's birthday. What country are you from, Peter?
I am from the United States of America. So Americans celebrate the country's birthday this month.
Yes, the 4th of July. I am from the United States, too. This is one of my favorite holidays of the year. During a holiday, businesses are closed, and people don't go to work or school.
And everyone goes out and spends time with friends and family. What do Americans do on 4th of July?
Americans have a barbecue. They eat hot dogs, hamburgers, corn. I love barbecues. We cook food outside on the grill. You know, I bet Christina can tell us more about this. Let's go to her right now.
北美的人会办烤肉派对来庆祝国庆日。They go to parties and barbecues. 名词 barbecue 是今天的单字，它可以表示烤肉的派对聚餐，是可数名词。比如 ,We had a barbecue and it was fun. 通常烤肉派对都是在户外举办的。Barbecue 也常指烤肉架，例如 Steve put steaks and seafood on the barbecue. 另外 barbecue 也可以指你所烤的那些肉类或者是鱼，这个时候 barbecue 就是不可数名词了。你可以说 Let's sit outside and have some barbecue. 最后一点就是 barbecue 也可以当动词用，表示烤肉这个动作，比如 Can you barbecue some steak for us?这个 barbecue 当动词的用法。
Thank you very much, Christina. So, America's National Day is on the 4th. But what country has their National Day today, July 1st?
It is July 1st today. Canada has their National Day today. And France celebrates on July 14th.
Oh, France. Okay, France is in Europe and Canada is just north of the United States. Wow, there's a lot of countries that have national days today. I'm so glad we're talking about it. Well, this month there are a lot. Let's keep going. Here's part two.
On national days, towns and cities often have parades.At night, they have fireworks. People remember their country's history. They remember good things about their country. They are proud to live in their country. Those are good things to celebrate. But national days aren't just big parties. People can think on national holidays. How can this country be better?
So, what happened on national days? What do people do?
On national days, towns and cities often have parades. Parades are fun. That is when people come down to the street together. People dress in their country's colors.
Yes, it is a really happy time. Bands play music.And people decorate cars and show them off by driving down the road. And there are crowds on the sides of the streets. They watch the parade.
These holidays are important because people remember their country's history. They remember good things about their country.
Hey, Peter, I remembered something right now. I remember that Christina wanted to teach more about this word.Let's visit her together.
在国庆日这一天，我们纪念自己国家的开创历程。People remember their country's history. 来看看 remember 这个动词。一般来说，我们都把它当记得的意思用。比如 ,I remember her birthday. 我记得她的生日。或者 ,Please remember the password. 请记住密码。但是 remember 也可以像今天这样子说 remember your country's history 表示纪念你国家的历史，所以 remember 可以表示纪念或者是回忆什么事的意思。比如你写了一篇文章纪念你过世的好朋友，可以说 This is to remember the life of a dear friend， 或者是开一场音乐会纪念某个人，就说 The concert is to remember Miss Tosh。
Thank you, Christina. So when you take a test, you have to remember lots of things from the class. But during a national day, people remember things that help make their country special.
Yeah, they remember their country's history. History is all the stuff that has happened in the past.
That's important.We learn from history. What if you make a mistake? You want to remember what not to do. You will do better next time.
Yes, and you don't want to make the same mistake again.
People also remember the good things about their country. They think about them. people are proud to live in their country.
When you are proud about something, you are very happy about it. You want to show it to other people.
That's right. Parents are proud of their kids. And we are proud of you. You are working hard to learn English.
Yes, you are. All right, well, now it's time for us to take a break. We'll be back shortly. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about National Days, a time you can be proud of your country. Marie, what are you proud of?
I'm very proud of my dancing. You know, Peter, I danced for almost 11 years. I worked really hard.
That's good. When you work hard at something, you can be proud of what you can do. Well, let's learn more together in the last part of today's show.
How can you make your country better? You can serve others. Spend time with your family. Help do the dishes.
Yeah.
Then, help your neighbors. Become a volunteer. Do something to help poor people. Clean up a park or street. Everyone can do something. Then your country can be better. What will you do for your country this year? Thanks for watching LTE Feature. See you next time.
In July, many people celebrate their countries. This is a great topic for us to talk about. People are proud of their countries.
Yes, they are. And it is great to celebrate. So how can you make your country better?
That's a good question to ask. You can serve others. When you serve other people, you are helping them.
That's right. You are making that person's needs more important than your own needs. This word serve is a great word.
Yes, it is. And do you know how to serve? Become a volunteer.
That's a great idea. I will volunteer and help clean the rivers. I will volunteer and help children learn.
And I will help too. Become a volunteer is today's
calendar phrase.
Become a volunteer.
Become a volunteer. 去当义工.
I want to help kids.
Become a volunteer.
I want to help sick people.
Become a volunteer.
I want to help animals.
Become a volunteer.
Are you a volunteer?
Yes. I help people become volunteers.
Oh!
Become a volunteer.
Become a volunteer. 去当义工.
This is a wonderful calendar phrase. So, how can we become volunteers? What can we do?
Do something to help poor people. There are people in your country that need your help.
Great. Some poor families need food or clothing. Others need help learning things from school. And others need help staying healthy or seeing a doctor.
That's right. Another way you can be a volunteer is to clean up a park or a street. If there is trash everywhere, that is not good for our cities and the environment.
No, it's not. And when we are volunteers, we change too. We want to help more. We want to keep our country great.
everyone can do something, then your country can become better. What will you do for your country this year? Think about that question.
And right now, we have to review our keywords. Let's start.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Country. Country. Which country are you from?
Holiday. Holiday. Today is a holiday. I can relax.
Barbecue. Barbecue. Let's have a barbecue and cook steak.
Proud. Proud. I am proud of my work.
Serve. Serve. Zoe helps and serves other people. All right, friends, those are the keywords. Make sure to practice them. And now we can look at our episode one last time. Here we go.
Hi, this is Taylor. Welcome to LTE Feature. Today is Canada Day. It is Canada's National Day. A national day is a country's birthday. Many countries have national days in July. America's National Day is on July 4th. France celebrates on July 14th. Peru, Egypt, and Argentina also celebrate in July. National days are usually holidays. People don't go to work or school. They relax and have fun. They go to parties and barbecues. On national days, towns and cities often have parades. At night, they have fireworks. People remember their country's history. They remember good things about their country. They are proud to live in their country. Those are good things to celebrate. But national days aren't just big parties. People can think on national holidays. How can this country be better? How can you make your country better? You can serve others. Spend time with your family. Help do the dishes.
Yeah.
Then, help your neighbors. Become a volunteer. Do something to help poor people. Clean up a park or street. Everyone can do something. Then your country can be better. What will you do for your country this year? Thanks for watching LTE Feature. See you next time.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Yay! Where's my cake? Where's my present?
Ginger, it's not your birthday.
Oh, is it your birthday?
No, it's not my birthday either.
Well, then whose birthday is it?
It's Canada's birthday.
Canada? Do I know her?
Ginger, Canada isn't a person. Canada is a country.
Oh, do countries have birthdays too?
Of course. And July 1st is Canada's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Canada. What about America's birthday?
Oh, that's on the 4th of July.
Hey, that's in 3 more days.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, America.
And happy birthday, Canada.
And happy birthday, everybody else.
Well, do you have a birthday in July? If you do, happy birthday.
And if you don't, happy birthday. Whatever it is.
Hello, Mr. Policeman. Can you stop for just 1 minute?
And just what are you doing here?
I'm going to paint a picture of you.
You can't do that.
You're not supposed to be here.
Don't move, sir. I'm...
You are not painting me now. You are making the street look very dirty. Try to keep the street... You need to...
Clean up the street!
Yes. Clean up the street.
That was a super sentence.
Oh, Super Sentence Man.
Yes, yes, I am Super Sentence Man. The super sentence for today is clean up something. Well, it looks like this artist needs to clean up the street.
Yes, she does.
Well, before she does, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Clean up the classroom?
Ah, clean up the classroom. Good job. What about you, artist?
There's too much trash in the ocean. Clean up the ocean.
Yes, clean up the ocean. Those are super sentences. Remember, friends, well, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great. So what does this artist need to do?
Clean up the street. She's making a mess.
Oh, come on, Mr. Policeman. I'm just trying to make some money.
Well, you need to go somewhere else. Hang on a moment. Hello? Yes, Mother. I know. My room is messy. You want me to clean up the room now? But I can't. I'm working. Okay, you don't need to shout. I'm coming home now.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
I have to go home to clean up my room.
Oh, well, goodbye. I'm still here.
Good. Just don't move for a minute.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining us today. So let's talk about this question. What will you do to help your country this year?
Well, you know, Peter, the other day I was walking by the river and I saw a lot of soda bottles and cans. And that's not very healthy for us or for the animals. So I think I will decide to pick up trash.
Hey, that's a great way to serve and help other people. I'm thinking about helping kids learn. Some people don't have a good chance to learn the things they need to in school. Well, friends, we hope you think about how you can serve and help your country. We'll see you tomorrow for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.